This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour. What's going on? What in the world is going on? Daily, hourly, minute by minute, every week we have different ways of looking at what's going on in the world. We are, by the way, the DJV program, D for Doug, as in Doug Stephan, J for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn, and V for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. How do you do? Let's welcome in some thoughts as to what's going on. Jen, what do you have?
Well, what's trending is, it's actually kind of funny, what's trending on Twitter is the Twitter purge. Have you guys been affected by the Twitter purge yet?
I feel much better. Soap and water and being purged. Wait, I feel good.
Well, if you don't know, the Twitter purge is affecting every single account on Twitter. It's a bit of house cleaning that Twitter has probably should have done some time ago, but it's taken them a while, and they're going
through.
Why
should they have done it a while ago? What is the
housekeeping. So they go through and they clean out locked accounts or accounts that are known to be fake, and people are seeing huge losses. Now, normal human beings that have Twitter accounts are seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people maybe drop out of their follower feed. But some of the big celebrity accounts, like, for instance, Jack Dorsey, who is Twitter, right, saw 200,000 followers purged after Twitter went through and did this. Obama, Trump, Katy Perry, they all lost millions of followers after the Twitter purge that is still ongoing. Top accounts are the ones that are getting mostly affected by this. Accounts like brands, you know, for instance, companies that might have a Twitter page accompanying their brand, they're also getting hit as the companies slash tens of millions of suspicious accounts from users' followers. So, for example, Ashton Kutcher, who's been on Twitter since it really started in the early days, he led many celebrities to the Twitter platform. He lost more than 1 million of his followers. He had 19.1 million followers last Wednesday, but by Thursday, he was down to 18 million.
But how do they
know who's real? 6% of his followers.
Who's real? Who's fake? How do they know that?
Twitter? Well, it's based on if you're using your account, if there's anyone behind the account, if the account's been locked for some time. They're just dumping out inactive accounts.
Really? All right, so let's check.
Oprah lost 1.5 million followers.
I lost 1.5 million.
Right. Ellen lost 2 million.
On Twitter, it's at C Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. So if you want to add, because Kara lost many.
What do you always tell people? 2 L's, 2 N's.
What'd I say?
You said 1 N. But anyway, yes, I have a ton of followers, but I would love more.
More! All right, same with at On Air Victoria. Victoria Keelan, how many did you have? You have, what, 15, 20 million followers on Twitter, do you not?
I do, and I lost a couple million, just like Obama.
No.
All 15 million of them.
Right. Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer, how many, do we even know, I mean, I'm being a little facetious here, how many, I have, at Doug Stephan, I don't know how many Twitter followers I have. Is anyone here really know?
Yeah, I lost a few hundred, actually.
Did you really?
I did, too.
I really did. And what I think is interesting, if we look at it politically, is that President Trump, and remember, it's a little different because Obama was the one, he was running for president when this platform was really sort of taking off. And so people gave him a lot of credit that he actually got elected because of his mastery of social media. Well, now we see Trump, who takes it to a whole nother level, who is constantly tweeting and telling everybody what he thinks all the time. President Obama took a huge hit. He lost 3 million followers in a day. And President Trump only lost 340,000 Twitter followers. So it's just kind of interesting to see how
is George
people
Bush
who are,
even on Twitter?
He's on
know.
Instagram because I follow him on there, but I don't know. I don't
really?
Think he's on. I'm sure he has a Twitter handle.
Me
might
too,
not use
but.
It.
If people like Trump, people realize, is actually updating some of his tweets himself. Yes, he has other people updating for him, but I think you're actually hearing his voice some of the time.
There you go. All right, so that's the Twitter story. Get back and get those names up there. All right, so let's see. I've been interested. A couple of people, you know, that's what really fascinates me are talking about people. Remember Roy Moore?
Moore.
He was running for the Senate in Alabama. So he's been hacked or duped or whatever. Sacha Baron Cohen's gotten a lot of attention this past week. He's got a new Showtime series called Who is America? And he got Roy Moore, Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, who does a show on the same the company that Jennifer does her morning show for. He's got a show, I think, in Chicago. Let's see, Dick Cheney. Couldn't have no nicer guy. So what in the world is he trying to accomplish with this? Because he's really, I think, I've always thought he wasn't funny. And I also have always thought he was kind of mean-spirited. But in this circumstance, it just goes to show you how you can embarrass people or humiliate them. If you're clever, I'll give him that. I think he is very clever. To get the names that he's gotten into
Bernie
his clutches.
Sanders too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right too. I forgot about that. Right.
There's other I think the headlines are on the GOP side, but I think he was an equal opportunity embarrasser or whatever he is doing.
Well, Roy
I'm
Moore,
withholding judgment until I actually see the show to see what it's about. But, it's his brand of humor.
So Moore, who was accused of sexually assaulting minors during his Senate campaign, he was invited in February to receive an award in Washington for his, quote, strong support of Israel, and didn't realize the series was intended to embarrass him and to mock Israel. And so that's why he's suing him. So one wonders, where can you get anywhere? You can sue anybody you want to, but can you actually get anywhere suing somebody like this? Under the
circumstances? Well, he's going to try to sue Showtime if they air his footage, but, you know, he signed a release.
Yeah.
So, there's really not anything you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we want to know more or less about Roy Moore under the circumstances?
More.
More. All right. So that's the other. But don't you find it interesting how much attention, though, Sacha Baron Cohen is all just kind of like out of the blue, gotten into the top focus again in conversation.
I'm amazed that he was able to pull this off because he's so visible now with Borat. Everyone knows, I have to see what disguise he wore because everyone recognizes him.
Well, so if you look at the disguise that Michael on a Gong Show, Mike Myers. That is you can tell it's makeup. But I couldn't tell it was him. You had to tell me that it was Mike Myers doing that show. I think they do a fabulous job. So if they can do that, I don't think he's recognizable at all. So you can do whatever. There are a lot of things that you can do. After all, look at what they do on Mission Impossible. They can do that on Mission Impossible, right? The fake faces. And then you just Tom Cruise rip it off. Take off that face. All right, 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV show. Doug.
Excuse me, that's me. Jennifer, you can do if you like. Victoria, you can do the same if you like. Nice.
I'm good.
Strong.
How are you? Okay, so here is the latest report from a book out this week called One Nation Under Dog, Americans' Love Affair with Our Dogs, written by Michael Schaefer. According to Mr. Schaefer, America's house pets have worked their way into a new place in our hearts, our homes, and our wallets. How about them? The focus on dogs. There's a new place out in West Hollywood called the Barking Dog. No, this is in New York. Barking Dog Restaurant. The Earth Cafe has special places for dogs now. Did you notice that? You ever been to an Earth Cafe in the greater L.A. area, Jennifer?
I have not, no.
All right. Do you know where the Barking Dog Restaurant is in New York, Victoria?
I do, yeah.
Really? And mm-hmm. What about dogs?
I've never been. I've never taken my dogs to it, but yeah.
Really? Well, there has been a change. In Europe, I remember, let's see, where was it most dramatic? I remember the first time I went to Israel, how I was taken back because the dogs were in the restaurants. You can't bring a dog, or you used to not be able to take a dog into a restaurant in our country, but because of the popularity of dogs and the emphasis on dogs, there are a lot of communities who are not forcing, but sort of urging that dogs be allowed in restaurants. Good idea or not?
Nah.
No.
I'm totally fine with, say, downtown Annapolis in Maryland, you can take all your dogs there because they all have restaurants outside. They're, you know, it's right on the water.
Outside.
So you sit outside, they give you a little bowl for your dog. Your dog can have some food or a drink while you sit there and eat. I'm totally fine with that if you're outside. But I don't want to sit inside in a restaurant with everyone else's dog.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with that. As much as I love dogs, don't get me wrong, but I think that we allow them into, like, hotels and restaurants far too much. Look, you're talking to someone who's, I just witnessed Jeff's kid get attacked by a dog on Saturday, so 9 stitches later, I'm a little apprehensive.
Right.
All right, so you'd be happy to know that there's a new place in Beverly Hills, where else, that dogs and cats can have, quote-unquote, work done. What do you suppose? Enhancing their cheeks, their hips. There's special operations that a vet in Beverly Hills is doing.
If this is for medical purposes, fine. But if this is just because your human wants you to have a different appearance, then I'm sorry. That should not be a thing.
Last year, Americans spent $69 billion on our pets. $69 billion. Wow.
And one-third of that was Amber Heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Running one half the hour here on the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change at the hour, music news time here on the DJV show. Ooh. Sounds like Mary J. Blige, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Yeah.
It actually doesn't sound like her to me, but I like it.
Is it Mary J. Blige?
Actually, it is Mary J. Blige. Victoria has helped us to frame the conversation here. This is the first thing I've ever heard her do that I actually like. Mary J. Blige going disco with a new song called Only Love. This is following her album Strength of a Woman from last year. She goes into empowerment mode with this single. She reveals how a new love helped her pull her out of a time where she felt kind of lost. Singer has not revealed if Only Love is going to be part of a new album or not. Was released last April, or The Strength of a Woman was. That's a number three on the Billboard chart. Featured guest appearances from Kanye and DJ Khalid.
Khaled.
I know, Khaled. You always correct me when I say that. Earlier this year, Mary J. was nominated for two Academy Awards for her performance, as well as original song contribution to the film Mudbound. Nods in the Best Supporting Actress and Best Original Song category made her the first artist to be nominated for acting and a song in the same year. And after the Mudbound thing, she contributed her voice to the animated film Sherlock Gnomes as Sherlock's ex-girlfriend Irene. Later this year, she'll appear in the Netflix adaptation of Gerard Way's The Umbrella Academy. So let's listen to this and see what we think, really. Only Love, Mary J. Blige. I do like this.
This dance remix is going to be number one in the clubs, I can just tell.
Yeah.
The gays are going to go crazy for this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, totally. Good to know. Next up, musically, an all-star tribute to Roger Miller. Talk about contrasts and styles. All-star celebration of the legacy of Hall of Famer, Country Music Hall of Famer Roger Miller. Continuing with a preview of a couple of cuts from the upcoming double LP King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, showcasing a couple of different styles of his songwriting. First track on the tribute album is Dang Me. Let's crank this up, shall we?
Groceries and half the rent, like $14.27.
Dang Me.
Dang Me.
Dang Me.
Hang Me.
Woo-hoo. This was his first novelty hit, number one country and top ten pop tune. The track on this tribute is performed by Brad Paisley. Second track is The Last Word in Lonesome Is Me, performed by Dolly Parton and Alison Krauss. Let's listen to this a little bit.
In Lonesome Is Me, the last word in Lonesome Is Me.
She can always, she always delivers, doesn't she? Always,
always,
always, always. This song
they sound
was big.
Beautiful together, though, Dolly and Alison Krauss.
Do they know each other? Are they related? Somehow, do I remember that?
I don't think they're related, but they must know each other. They've both been in the country world for a long time.
Yeah. This song was a big song for Eddie Arnold. None of you probably remember Eddie Arnold, but he was one of the biggest male singers in country, the old classic country, to he was just everything he did, everything he touched became a hit. Let's see. And it was recorded by Terry Bradshaw. I'm gonna hear that one. But listen to
I can't even imagine that.
Oh my God. Parton has sort of added a special message, invoking one of her best-loved songs by saying in a hushed tone, "And Roger will always love you." King of the Road, tribute to Roger Miller, also features Ringo, Casey Musgraves, Eric Church, Loretta Lynn, Jamie Johnson, Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell, Willie Merle, Chris Christopherson, Lyle Lovett, and the Stellas. Sleep at the Wheel with Huey Lewis. Many others are going to be in this tribute to Roger Miller, released at the end of August. So cool. 28 after the hour. And
love quenches thirst. I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text to drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been talked about for weeks and debated for days, and it's still a few hours from happening. President Trump to sit down with Russia's President Vladimir Putin for a summit in Helsinki, Finland. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Word is after their meeting they will talk to reporters, but they won't be taking questions. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four after the hour now, you're listening to the ever-loving DJV program with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan has some updates for us. What do we have trending there in your corner of the world, Victoria, or maybe every corner of the world?
Well, this is certainly across the country. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has put out some staggering statistics that pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. have skyrocketed 46% since 2009. They say this is now an emerging public health crisis, and of course researchers are trying to figure out what the real reason is.
Oh,
the
come
first
on.
Thing we think of, well,
of course.
But listen, the first thing we think of, people not paying attention on their cell phones. However, it's actually not that. That is a factor. That is definitely a factor. People being distracted, whether they're behind the wheel or texting while walking. They say marijuana legalization is also a potential culprit here. But the real reason that they've identified is the increase in blunt-nose SUVs. And that SUVs are actually involved. There's an 81% increase in single-vehicle pedestrian fatalities involving SUVs between 2009 and 2016. Now, this is actually more Americans are dying each year as they walk than died in combat in Iraq since 2003. Just to put that in perspective, that's a lot of people. 6,000 pedestrians
as many
a
Americans
year.
As we can. Population explosion. Get rid of some of these people.
6,000 pedestrians a year now are being killed, and SUVs are implicated in almost all of them. Good. So they're saying
Buy more SUVs, knock off more civilians.
Well, but if you think about it, this is a huge trend. Ford recently announced they're no longer making passenger cars. You know, yep. They're only sticking with SUVs and pickup trucks. A lot of other companies have eliminated, Chevys have eliminated some of their sedans because people just want SUVs. They don't want cars anymore, and this is creating a larger problem with pedestrians.
Right. Then
so
we
be careful, get off
perhaps,
your phone and look around.
What we better do then, Victoria, is get the government to ban SUVs.
They better not, because I love my SUV.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
So do you. So, you love yours, too.
I love mine.
Jen's an SUV driver now, too.
I haven't. The first so-called SUV, I suppose, I drove was a 1971 Jimmy. And then after that, I started having Jeep Wagoneers. I owned eight of them until they stopped making them. And that's when I started buying Range Rovers. And I've had, I haven't driven a passenger car sedan.
Why a Range Rover? Maybe a rental car.
Just because they're statusy?
No, because I like the way they handle, and I like being high. They're the highest. I drive a pickup truck more than I drive anything else. I have a couple of Ford 250s, 350s, a 550, and I drive them more than I do the car. But I like being high up so I can see what's going on around me.
Did you have that, just out of curiosity, because sometimes our partners can influence our car choices. Was that an influence from the ex?
Which ex?
No, the most recent one.
He had it.
SUVs?
No, the Range Rovers. The Range Rovers.
No, the Range Rover. I had the first Range Rover I owned was 1994. I've had 14.
He's had like yellow and red.
I had two yellow ones, one in Los Angeles and one in Massachusetts.
Yellow?
I had a yellow Range Rover that was owned, the first owner was Larry Bird. He drove it as a special for the Celtics, and it had 5,400 miles on it. I got it. It was the second car I owned. And the second Rover. Let me think. What did I have? I had two red Rovers. What good is a Rover if it's not red? That's what I thought. Who wants it? Anything. If you're going to drive a Rover, you're going to drive a red Rover.
That sounds so obnoxious. It sounds like a really good way to get pulled over by the cops.
No, not a white guy.
I would only want black or navy.
Yeah.
Nah, black. There's too many black ones around. Navy, they have a good navy color.
The navy one is nice, yeah.
The first one, two, three I had were red. And then I had...
Yours is now like a candy apple red, right?
No, that was the one I had before. The one I have now.
Oh, okay.
That's the one you saw. Now I have a gray one now.
Gray.
How did we get started? Oh, we're talking about
yellow is
SUVs.
Terrible.
Yeah,
but there's no excuse for that. That's just awful.
Yellows, but there, I just like something that's above, so you can see what's going on around you, because there are so many drivers today that don't have a clue about how to drive. I was yesterday, as a matter of fact, John and I went out to look at a trailer in a nearby community, and we were in my pickup truck. And we were following a kid that was practicing, the cars have all of them, driving school. This is, be careful, look out. This kid.
Student driver.
Must.
Usually has like a domino sign on top of the car.
Student
driver.
Right, yeah. So this kid is, I can see, I'm watching and I keep my distance. But she was testing out the brakes. And so it was like one of those boop, boom, boop, boom, boop, boom. And she got to the intersection and looked down to the left to pull out. There was a car coming and then a truck coming, and she waited. And then there was another car coming. And instead of waiting, she pulled out in front of it. And you could see that she was afraid. I almost could see the guy put his hands up with her. And so the reason I bring
that up...
I think that there needs to be a real revision when it comes to who drives and how early you can get a license. Kids are so clueless today. They really are. I can't even...
It's all people, though. Sometimes I look around, and it's not the young ones who are driving, putting their makeup on, reading a newspaper, texting, and eating a breakfast sandwich while they drive down the road. People just don't take the time to drive anymore. Our minds won't let us just sit in one place and drive.
And enjoy it. I find driving, Jenna, that's a great point. I find driving to be one of the most relaxing things that I do. And you pay attention to what's around you. You take in the beauty of nature. Look up at the sky.
And also read a book at the same time.
Well,
right?
that, was, I did that for a while when I was working in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
The reference that Kara's coming
you
up with.
You would read?
I was.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember that story, Jen?
No. No.
I was a morning host on a station in Providence back in the 80s. And so from here to Providence, about an hour and 10 minutes, and I'd, you know, be at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be on the road. And it was usually pretty boring and pretty straight road, so I'd read while I was driving because I knew the road pretty well. So I was new.
Wow.
It's a way for me to catch up on
my reading. I don't think you get to play this game then.
Yeah.
All right, you were talking about marijuana a moment ago. Did you know that the Lagunitas, is it Lagunitas? I think it is. Lagunitas Brewing Company has a new
Lagunitas
product. Who's that? Lagunitas?
Lagunitas, yes.
Okay. How do you know the name, Jennifer? Have you been in?
Because
this?
I have
like Laguna, but Lagunitas. Yeah,
comes
Lagunitas.
In, is it Laguna? Is it Laguna Beach? Is that where they make this stuff?
I don't know. I think it sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make sparkling water, this brewing company does, and they're going to inject it with cannabis marijuana water. Woohoo! This is something, it's called Hi-Fi Hops. Okay. It comes out, by the way, the end of the month, Jennifer. 21 and over. Want to enjoy hops? A brew with cannabis. There it is. Childproof can comes in two dosages, one with 10 milligrams of THC and then 5 milligrams of THC. So what happens? What kind of a buzz do you get with alcohol and marijuana together?
Well, it's not alcohol. It's just sparkling water that's infused with
THC. There's no alcohol in it.
When you drink, I don't know, any type of liquid always hits your bloodstream faster.
Yeah.
So this might make you really messed up really quickly.
Which
I guess is the goal for some people.
Yeah, but this will contribute to the last story, how many people get run over. This will
right.
be helping that number go up as much as possible. Okay, good. We want to get rid of it more. We have too many Americans. Time to knock some of them.
But the innocent ones get caught up in it.
Okay. So for the guilty ones, just knock off the guilty ones. It's 43 past the hour here on the DJV program.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
More hot stuff here. Hot time in the old town today. Is Melania Trump working with a body double? Anybody know?
I don't know, but how beautiful did she look going into that big event with Theresa May and Donald Trump the other night? Oh,
yeah. Oh, I hated that dress.
Are you kidding? I thought she looked beautiful.
I thought it didn't fit her well. It was not flattering. I normally like her clothes. Yeah, there was.
Are you kidding?
I didn't think it was flattering on her at all.
It was beautiful.
So I want to know whether Brett Kavanaugh wears dresses. What do we know about him behind the scenes?
Don't think so. Not yet.
Why would he wear a dress?
I don't know, just because a lot of these people have things in their closet that come out when they are getting vetted for jobs like the Supreme Court. Just wanted to know. He had a big, one of the things came out is he's has massive credit card debt. Did you see that?
What the? No.
But, yeah.
Are you making that up?
No, Huffington Post. Well, maybe it is made up for them because half the stuff they have there.
It's because he bought baseball tickets or something. They said he had lots of debt.
How would anyone even know that?
Because they're finding out everything there is.
That's not public information, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
You're right. All right, here's something that has come out as a result of wisdom seekers trying to figure out what the if there's a taboo any longer to being a homosexual. Apparently, figures suggest young people are more open to the idea of being friends with homosexuals or even experimenting with it themselves. Generation Z, is that your... Generation, Kara, are you a Generation Z person?
Or are you that's younger.
Yeah, that's. I think that's. Is that 18 or younger? Or is that like
16
20?
To 22? So yeah, you'd be
22.
A little. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm older.
66% of people that age say they are exclusively heterosexual. That's the lowest number of any generation. Among millennials, 71% say they are exclusively heterosexual. 85% of those in the Generation X group, that's yours, Jennifer, and 88% of baby boomers, that's me. Research groups suggest that social media is playing a part. Young people are more likely to be aware of different sexualities and likely to try different things when it comes to sexuality. How about that? I think everybody's got to be to each his own. What do you care?
Yeah, but I think that trends, either that you would either ignore that this is in you or on one side or on the other side, that if everybody else is doing it, you might do it too.
Yeah. All right. The decline of the middle child, American middle children, endangered species. I'm a middle child. Who else here is? Nobody else is, I don't think.
No. We've got the full spectrum. We have an oldest, a youngest, an only, and a middle.
Yeah. Nearly two-thirds of women
Brady.
with children now have two or one. That is the oldest and the youngest, but nobody in the middle. I think that's a problem for society, isn't it? What happened? Middle children, the most populous birth order demographic through most of human history, will be the thinnest pretty soon. Ha-ha! So I will be more unique than I am right now! Wow! 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our visit with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. This is a very important time of year for all of us to be traveling. And so we've got Nick to focus on fun on the road, safety on the road. You have five tips that you've come up with for a fun, safe summer road trip. What are they, Nick?
You know what? One of the things I always tell everyone, Doug, is make sure that you know how to change your spare tire and make sure you have a good spare tire. The girl that was cutting my hair yesterday, I asked her, what are your most important things on a road trip? And the first thing out of her mouth was, make sure you have a good spare tire, because I just paid $250 on a road trip to have a tire replaced. Because I forgot to check the spare before I left. And you know what? If you don't have a jack or somebody removes something from your car or the spare tire doesn't fit, it can be quite an expensive one. But that really comes into the whole idea, Doug, of making sure that you're super prepared for a road trip. So as your cell phone plan fully paid up, you have a cell phone charger with you, because guess what? If you get into trouble on the road trip or you want any kind of information to find out where the closest water park is or some good restaurants, your cell phone is going to be your go-to piece of communication equipment. Also, say get your car ready, get it serviced and ready to go. I'm a big believer. I take Sam with me, who's my chocolate lab on my road trips. Big believer in having plenty of dog snacks in there so you can keep him happy. Extra water, roadside emergency kit, and also making sure that you have a whole bunch of fun things to do if you can take the whole family, because the last thing, Doug, you want to be doing is leaning back and slapping some of those legs behind you because the kids are playing up. You know, there's always those great car games like Punch Buggy, or we like to play Punch Mini. So every time you see a mini, you punch somebody, and it's sitting next to you.
Hold on a second. I remember when, because my daughter and my former wife had minis, and there was something that was called, it was a pediddle. When you saw a mini with headlights on, there was something, I haven't thought about that for a long time. But yeah, there are a lot of people.
I need to learn that game. That sounds like a whole bunch of fun.
Right. All right, so let's talk about advice there. As we go from state to state, if you're in Maine, if you're in Colorado, there are different rules or advice for travel, or is it pretty much the same no matter where you go in the country?
No, you know, there's different things. Like, always learn the cell phone law. Some states, you know, the driver is most states, the driver is not allowed to use the cell phone. But in some states, it's actually illegal for the driver to even pick up the cell phone, not even use it. So you can't have it in your hand. So make sure you know the different rules of the road. Whether the city you're in doesn't allow you to turn out on a red light, that's super important as well. So, but I'll give you the best tip that Doug I ever give anybody. And that's, it's hot everywhere in America this time of year. So when you park your car, turn your steering wheel all the way to the right or the left, so what would normally be the top of the steering wheel is actually the bottom, and then when you get back in your car, the sun's been beating down on that steering wheel, and the cool part is at the bottom, so you just straighten the wheel out, and you've got a nice, cool steering wheel to hold on to. That is the best piece of advice anyone ever gave me, and I never have a hot steering wheel ever when I go anywhere.
Very interesting. You got to be conscious, though, but then we're supposed to be conscious as we drive anyway. You probably saw the details this week of the overview of how many people are dying on the roadway, whether they be walking on the road, people getting run over by SUVs and that kind of stuff. So maybe this is a good reason to buy a mini because it's got a regular front, you know, kind of engine compartment, yeah?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I will also tell you at the same time, I just bought a brand new mini last weekend. I bought myself the John Cooper Works Countryman version of the mini because beginning today here in Portland, Oregon, and in Orlando, Florida, the biggest road rally in America starts. It's called Mini Takes the States. It's going to cover about 2,500 miles on each leg, a total of 5,000 miles. There's going to be 1,000 mini owners a day on this thing, and everybody joins together in Keystone, Colorado. There's going to be 3,000 mini owners together in Keystone, Colorado. The cool thing is they're actually also raising food and raising money for Feeding America, and they're hoping to get 2 million meals raised. So the next 9 days, Doug, when I talk to you next Friday, I'll be on the road as part of this Mini Takes the States, and you can find out my route and more at minitakesthestates.com.
MiniTakesTheStates.com. So Feeding America, that's a good idea. And if people are listening, do you have to have a mini in order to participate, or can you help if you just want to help?
You can help, but definitely by going to MiniTakesTheStates.com and donating. And also, I encourage you to come out and say hi to me when I'm on the route. I'll be doing a daily vlog for them, and it'll be a whole bunch of fun. I'm expecting to help them try and raise that 2 million meals, Feeding America. The hashtag, by the way, is Drive for More. If you want to help raise some money to feed some 12 million hungry kids, go ahead and go to MiniTakesTheStates.com.
Well, if you're going to drive through Boston, I'll take a ride with you. Nick Miles, website rautoexpert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.